we talk cross country. Both cross country teams out of the gates to a pretty good start here. Both sweeping the team titles at Goodland last Thursday, and I said they're going to Huguenin on Saturday. I apologize. I'm off a week, but I think that's just kind of this weather is throwing everything off, and they're going to Tribune Greeley County Saturday. So sorry for the confusion there, and thank you, Coach Joey Meyer, for correcting me on that. But it was a good start for you, a lot cooler than what you probably were accustomed to in years past at Goodland. But I think you can't complain about how you guys started off your last Thursday at Goodland.
Yeah, both boys and girls came out running. They just showed that they were in more shape than all the other teams, and it proved that with the team scores, because we just blew away the boys and the girls' scores at the end of the day. And we had some freshmen step up for us for the Goodland meet. It's always a scary one when you come in as a freshman, because those hills and you know about the heat. And they proved that they weren't really scared of those hills, and they came in swinging, and we came home with both titles for the boys and girls.
Yeah, I know, and with all the experience that you do have returning, were you a little surprised to see how probably your orders went on both the boys and girls?
Yeah, I think even our upperclassmen were a little surprised too, because, yes, they've seen the freshmen working hard in practice and everything, but to see them actually succeed in at Goodland, which we always think of as being a hard meet, so I think that puts some respect on the freshmen and how hard they've been working, and that they do deserve to be up there with the upperclassmen so far.
And you guys, it was pretty, you guys were pretty tightly packed in there. Would you like to see that maybe a little separate as you get further on down the year?
With the boys or girls?
Yeah,
like
either one,
team scores?
Yeah. Kind of your numbers, kind of your top runner to your fifth or sixth runner,
okay.
Yeah.
So the girls, Emma and Brinley, they were about 5 to 10 yards away from each other the whole race. And then we had another few girls that just stayed close. And I think right now you just get comfortable with, you know who you're running with at practice. You know how hard they're going to push you. So you kind of want to stay with who you're comfortable with. And same for the boys. We had huge packs of boys right at each other. And that's just where they're comfortable and they know their speeds and where they need to be. So as right now, it's not a bad thing to be around your teammates on where to be, but maybe later down the road, push yourselves on your race, not your teammates' race.
It's been an unusual week probably for you to practice. Probably had a good day to practice on Monday. What have you guys been doing these last couple of days with this colder, wetter weather?
Yeah, I know. I was ready and pumped for some 400s on Tuesday, and that went away. And so we did a circuit workout and doing some weights and some abs and everything. And Wednesday, today, we just got our 400s in, and they actually worked really hard in that rain, and they got a lot done, and they had some good time. So I think I'm pretty pumped for Saturday now after today's practice.
Once again, it is Coach Joey Meyer joining us here. Greeley County Saturday, still a different competition there, and what are you expecting to maybe see from your team? And of course, a much different course over there.
Yeah, I was looking at some team scores that we're going to be going up against. So Stanton County, they won both boys and girls last year, and Lakin outdueled the boys last year by a few points. And looking at their times and everything, we're right there with them. And we ran at Goodland, so we had a little harder course than some of them. So we're coming in with some confidence against these teams, and that's a good thing going in on cross country meets. And hopefully it's supposed to be cool and 80 degrees again, and we get to run early in the morning, so that's a good thing.
What's the biggest thing you'd like to see from first competition to the second competition of your squad?
I just think a bigger, more jump in PRs. I want to see if they can improve their times in 1 week. And I know the cool weather kind of might have threw some things off earlier in the week with our practices, but I just want to see them all try to go for a PR and hopefully get two more wins.
All right, should be a good one there. Saturday, cross country at the Greeley County Invitational Tribune and at the golf course there, and it should be a fun one there. Coach Joe Meyer joining us here. Thanks, as always, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here Saturday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here. We'll have a couple of newcomers to the program here, and we'll start off here with a couple of freshmen here. First is going to be Aaron Armendariz, and how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, and you?
Doing all right, thank you. First meet of the year, first high school meet of the year, I should say. What was that like for you last Thursday?
It was very exciting. It was probably the hardest meet I've ever ran, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, were you pretty happy with your time?
Yes, I was actually very happy with my time. I'm trying to keep up with Roberto.
All right. Well, you did a pretty good job of that, and you've made the adjustment from your couple miles to now 3.1 or 5K, and How's that adjustment been for you, making that switch from the middle school to high school length?
Pretty good. I'll try to keep a consistent pace while I run and then try to have a good kick at the end. But for the start of the year, I think that's pretty good.
What are some things that you've learned along the way here so far?
To try to keep a good steady pace so you don't die out, and enjoy running.
So with the weather the way it was today, did it kind of make you want to run a little faster to get that done quicker with it cool and wet?
Yeah. When we heard we had 400s today, I was a little shocked, but I think it was kind of good weather to run 400s.
That's right. It kind of prepares you for the cooler weather down the road. And do you like the run in the warmer weather or the cooler weather?
I prefer the warmer weather. I think I run better in the warm.
Well, it'll be a little warmer on Saturday than today, but what's the goal you have maybe time-wise as you move forward through the season?
My goal is to break 18 minutes and try to get to state and hopefully with the whole team.
All right. Well, you're off to a good start there, Aaron. And once again, Aaron Armendariz is joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Thanks again, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Aaron Armendariz is joining us here. Our next guest, another freshman, and she had a good start to the year. And Emma Wheeler here as she takes the microphone here. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, first time on the radio. Are you nervous at all?
A little bit.
It's not going to be too bad here. But, you know, you had a pretty good debut there. Were you maybe a little surprised at how you did last Thursday at Goodland?
I was actually really surprised. I did not think that I would run that fast, but I'm really happy with my time.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good debut there. And what was it that you maybe did that made you have such a good day on Thursday last week?
I really think that running during the summer and getting my miles in really gave me an advantage in that race.
How many miles did you run over the summer?
Well, an average day would probably be around 4, but, like, I didn't run every single day, but I got a lot of miles in.
Well, that's good, and, you know, it definitely prepared you for this stage here, and did it really make the adjustment from what you ran in middle school, the distance to what you're running now in high school, that make things a lot easier for you?
Yeah, it made things a lot easier because I didn't take summer running as seriously in middle school, but now I really see how important it is to do that.
And maybe, you know, of course, you have some pretty good veterans up as leaders there, seniors, juniors, whatnot. What are some things that maybe you've learned from them to help you prepare for race day?
I just learned from them to stay, try not to be as nervous before a race. That helps a lot.
All right. You run over Saturday over at Greeley County, and I think you ran that a little bit as a middle school, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that could be an advantage, even though it's a different length of course to run?
Yeah, I think it can be an advantage because I remember that course that doesn't have as many hills as Goodland has, so I'm hoping to PR that day.
All right. Well, looking forward to seeing all your guys' results on Saturday. And Emma Wheeler joining us here, freshman on the cross-country team, helping the Lady Beavers win at Goodland. Thanks again for joining me, and good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Thanks for having me.